Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
There's a lot that is happening in the world right now. And I thank God that we have spoken about the coming challenges that are coming into the world, challenges that are coming into the world that are going to shock many people. We're seeing signs that things are starting to turn, but you have been prepared for what is coming. You have been prepared for what is coming. Those who rely on their intelligence, their resources, are about to be shocked. Because nothing is going to work for anybody except God Himself. For some, it will be late to run to God. It will be late. And in fact, today, I just want us to look at the scriptures, especially look at the prophecy of Amos and see if we are not in those times and seeing what is unfolding before us. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you in the house of God? So I want us to go to Amos chapter 8. So we'll start from verse 8. Amos chapter what? 8 from verse 8 says, "Shall the land not tremble for this, and everyone mourn who dwells in it? All of it swell like the river, heave and subside like the river of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that I will make the sun go down at noon." Now, "I will make the sun go down at noon" means that there will be sudden darkness. There will be sudden darkness. You know, who expect the moon to go down? I mean, who expect the sun to go down in the afternoon? When people are saying, "I still have 4 days to go," suddenly, darkness. The things that are going to be happening in the world will be so fast that people will not believe what is happening. Amen? Says the Lord, "I'll do what in those days? I will do what? I will make the sun go down at noon." All of a sudden, at 12 o'clock, it's night. Tell me, who is ready at 12 to be night? Ask your neighbor, who is ready at 12 o'clock for the night? I cannot hear you. Who's ready? Ask your neighbor. Say, who's ready? What is neighbor saying? Who puts on pajamas at 12 o'clock during the day? No one. No one prepares to go to sleep at 12. But so will be the changes in the world that you will have to be ready when it happens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, whatever is going to happen is going to be sudden. He said, I will darken the earth in broad daylight. I will darken the earth in broad daylight. Okay, I'll do what? I will darken the earth in broad daylight. Suddenly, gone. It's dark. The world is going to change so fast that the way it will not be the way we know it, and it is going to happen very fast. Are you prepared? You are used to the sun setting at 6. It will set at 12, midday. Oh, you're not used to that. How many of you are used to that? You think, okay, lunch. I still have, no, that lunch may just be supper. Things will be turned upside down. Are you ready? You see, like the days of Noah, things will be happening and people will not be ready. Think what, like now, we're talking about the coming darkness. People don't take us serious. People are going on with their lives. They say, prepare yourself for what is coming. People are not. But hey, signs are showing that that time is coming very, very close. Very, very close. I mean, you see the predictions, people predicting a lot of things. Some of them, they are not accurate, but they can sense there is something coming. Amen. One of them is saying even the World Cup next year will not happen. Is it next year? Will not happen. And I think I understand what he's trying to say. I think I understand what he's trying to say. So things are going to happen very, very, very fast. You see, the problem is that we are, even the wealth that we are declaring and all these things we're praying for is so that we can get the gospel going. It's not so that we can really go and spend our entire life in Hawaii and Honolulu. Amen? It's to fund the gospel. Is to make sure that this gospel goes very, very fast, because these are the last days. Amen. Amen. That I will do what? I will darken what? The earth. When? In the evening. No. During the day. Total eclipse, isn't it? Dark, nothing. You see nothing. During the day. And not for a 1 hour. Mm-mm. For a long time. It shall come to pass in that day. Amen? That I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken that earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feast into mourning, and your song into lamentation. Now listen to this. I will turn your feast into what? Into money. The bride, le ratango dieta, tsetsa majwala, they will be turned into money. Because those times will be gathering to mourn, to cry. Even if you bride, somebody say, I don't want that bride. I don't want your Buddha voice. I don't want your Buddha voice. But I can't go beer. I keep asking beer. I don't want beer. I don't want it. Those parties, huh? Those parties, whatever parties people do, they will be turned into times of mourning. We are telling people about Jesus right now. They don't want Jesus Christ. That nice time will be mourning time. The nice time people call nice time is about to be mourning time. We will still meet the same time in the same place, at the same time, at the same place, we will still meet, but this time to cry. No charcoal. No beer. Just give me water. It's fine. Give me water. People start drinking water. That time is upon us. Oh, Jesus. And people think, oh, we are telling people to get ready and be serious with God and stop chasing the things of this world. Life is about to change. Life as we know it. Say never. Life as we know it. It's about to change. There are feasts. There are feasts. The immediate interpretation would be speaking of the normal feasts of Israel that they normally do. But God says, even those feasts will be, you won't even want to see them. Even in Israel, they will not celebrate any of those feasts. Not only them, that also speaks of everybody in the whole world. Whatever feast you are having, you feel, what is there to celebrate? What is there to celebrate? People will even hate their date of birth and say, I don't even want a birthday party. Sorry, I don't have good news for you today. But I want to tell you the truth. Are you hearing me? I had this prophet I'm talking about says, you know, somebody was asking him and say, was asking a question concerning what I think Elon Musk said and so on. And he said, it does not matter what he said. He wanted to know if what he said was good for America. And he said to him, look, it does not matter anymore what he says about America. America is finished. America is gone, it's finished and clear. No more America. And this is an American prophet. He says, forget America, it's done. Things that are coming into that country, you will not believe, shocking. Things that are going to rock the world. Things are changing and are changing very, very fast. You slept yesterday, today you hear that they have already bombed Iran. And they were saying, oh, 2 weeks, give us 2 weeks. You wake up, those bombs, the tanker, the bunker busters, they've dropped them already. Amen? But here the point is that this is just some of the things that are happening. It's not even that. But things are changing in the world. After this will come, this will come, this will come, this will come, this. But are you ready? This is a sequence of events. I know you have got good plans. But the world you are planning for might be a lot different by the time you get to it. Amen. All your songs into lamentation. Pina tse re di ratang tse tse re di jive la. You say, I don't want that song. Please switch it off. I don't want to hear that song anymore.
Nothing will be nice. Nothing will be nice. The things people enjoy to dance to. Yeah. Say, no, I don't want, I hate that song. Please switch it off. I don't want to sing that song. I just want to cry. I just want to cry. Leave me alone. That time is not far. But we are telling you that you must not base your life on things that do not last. Are you hearing me? Do not occupy your life with useless things. Because all that is going to go away. Remember, whatever is coming into the world is the shaking of the is the shaking of whatever must be shaken. Okay? So when the shaking comes, anything that is not real will fall by the wayside, will fall. But only that which is real will remain. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Only what is what? Real. Find what is real. Find God. Find His word. Hold on to it. For that one, the Bible says, well, it's not going anywhere. It's not going. Everything shall pass away. Everything shall be shaken. Everything shall fall off. But only those who remain holding to the word of God will, after the storm, will be found still holding. Because what they are holding on cannot be moved. And when you tell people to love God, to know God, to know the word of God, they don't take you serious. It's not fashionable. It's not, no. Are you hearing me? But the shaking is here. Tell your neighbor, the shaking is here. What are you holding on to? When the storm settles, ne? Hello? You will look for a pastor, you will not find one to pray for you. Come on out, Tootsie. Come on out. Yo. Come on, Tootsie. I'm not sure what is. Come on. Yo. Come on, Tootsie. Hello. I was saying when we were praying midnight, and I said, good people, come here and pray, because this hour of prayer will become an altar. Even when internet is shut down, you can't communicate to anyone. That church of God in Mitanka 12 will still meet even if it's a buoy. That's what we are saying to you. Hallelujah. So what do? Every time you connect, you are establishing that thing. And therefore, even if they cut off everything, when you go there at 12, you are still part of us. Oh, you don't understand what I'm telling you. And that is what I'm preaching every day. Please, it's hard. Have you seen how hard it is for me to be there? Did you see? Sometimes I'll be sleeping, talking. Then I realize I was sleeping. What did I even say? And you can see me, I'm dragging myself. Why am I doing that? Do you think it's funny? Think it's funny? Think I don't like my blanket? Hallelujah. The shaking is upon us. And the problem is, I can't tell you tomorrow, I can't tell you in 1 month, because it's going to be sudden. It's going to be sudden. But things are happening. Amen. where life is about to turn. And only real people and real things will remain. Oh, yes. God is tired of the fake. He's going to shake the fake. Hallelujah. It's going to do what? It's going to shake the fake. Oh, I like that, the way it sounds. It's going to shake the fake. Oh, yes. So anyway, it's going to shake the fake. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Ask your neighbor, what are you holding on to? Will it withstand the shaking? Amen. We find comfort in things that are not real, that will not last. We do. Things that are real, we don't think they are. I will bring sackcloth on every waist and baldness on every head. I will make it like mourning for an only son. Now that is not nice. To mourn for the only child you had. That is the kind of pain that is coming into the world. And its end like a bitter day. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. Now he describes this famine, and this is the one area that tells you exactly where we are. Not a famine of bread, no. Not a thirst for water, no, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Famine of hearing the word of God. In other words, people will not find a place where the word of God is taught in truth and in spirit. Are you hearing me? People will find it hard to find a place where the word of God is spoken and taught without fear, without favor. Are you hearing me? He says there will be few such places because of the famine that is in the land. Scarcity of the word. People will have hunger. And they will look around. People will go to churches, will go to a church and sit at the back and say, but what is going on? I'm not getting something. They will go to the next church and sit down and say, but, and they will hear people preaching and say, but I'm not being fed. I'm still hungry. I can't even tell you what they were saying. They go to the next place, the same thing. The same place, they will do that. They will move from one place to another looking for this thing that they will not, because it is scarce. You know, my wife was saying, you know, I don't know. She was saying that maybe the reason why God is taking people to hell and heaven and come back, and they come back and they say these things, is because they cannot find this truth anywhere else. They can't find it in churches. It is there in the Bible. It is not being taught. So God decided, let me take people to hell and back, to heaven and back. And they speak the very things that are in the Bible. Because nobody wants to speak them, because they want to make people happy. They want to excite emotions. They want to be liked. They want to be favored. They want people's money. You see, if you speak the truth to people with money, they don't like it. They will go with their money. And then what you remain with, those who love the truth who don't have money. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So what do people do? Spice it here. Change it here. Make it nice. Sugarcoat it. It's what people do. Not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the truth. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. You hear people like, we are already in that time of famine. The fake preachers and the false preachers are a sign of the famine. False teachers of the world are a sign of the famine that is already in the world. The famine of the word. That speaks of the tough times that we are in right now. These are the times where God is about to respond in a way that we will not believe ourselves. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to somebody here? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They shall run to and fro, seeking what? The word of God. And they will not find it. In that day, the fair virgins and strong young men shall faint from thirst. People with ability to provide for themselves, it will not work. People with power to do things, it will not work anymore. Your strength will faint. Your power will faint. It will not be able to provide for you. You will run and you will get tired. Because God is showing men that he is God. Shaking the world to awakening. Shaking what? The world to awakening. Awakening the world to the truth of God. To the existence of God Almighty. But bahloka urobatsuwe. But even mudimu ute. We have been preaching the gospel and people have not been listening. Now they will have to listen through their skin, not their ears anymore. When pain hits home, you will, not you, they will. I pray that we will not be caught up in this thing because you are not supposed to even be there. You are supposed to be in Geshon, where darkness do not reach. Amen. What are you doing in Egypt? Ask you, what are you doing in Egypt? Because these things are not even for you. If you are settled in Geshon, are you hearing me? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. We are calling Christians back to God. Oh yes, how do you call Christian back to God? Yeah, but of course, they've gone away from him. Calling them back to God. Back to true relationship with God. The knowledge of God and the fear, the reverence of God. Not just intellectual knowledge of God. No. True relationship. Amen. Amen. This is what we are entering. When you hear that things are happening here and there, that's why the Bible says that 1,000 will fall here, 10,000 will fall there. Look, you know where you are. Just keep where you are. It will not come next to you. It will not come next to you. You'll be uncut. Because you are at the right place. Am I talking to somebody here? If you are chasing things that are not real, it's time to stop and chase after God. Know Him for yourself. Young people, do it for yourself. You are not going to be saved because your father is a Christian. No. Or your mother, or your... No. Have a relationship with God for yourself. It's not a family thing. Yeah. Lynn, as a married man, my wife, you must also take care of yourself. Honestly. Are you hearing me? Make sure she's all right with God. Everybody. Amen. Our children, they spend all the time on whatever. So anybody, they spend all their time on whatever. I mean, like all their time on video games, like 24/7. Hallelujah. Can somebody come with the video games where David chases Goliath? No, I'm saying, can somebody do? Oh, yes, yes. But I'm sure somebody can. And there will be scriptures as people, there will be scriptures there. I'm praying for that. Maybe somebody here will come up with such a thing. We'll go and produce it. Amen? Design it right, whatever needs to be done. Amen? But you see, here's the point. I'm speaking to young people, I'm speaking to you, that you also must do something about your life. We are praying for you as your parents, but there be a place where God wants you to answer for yourself. Are you hearing me? Young people, are you listening to me? That's why you are in the service. Yes. These young ones. Look for God for yourself too. Hear God for yourself. Know God for yourself. Have a relationship with God for yourself. Amen. These are tough times ahead, but the tough will prevail. How do you do that? Through anchoring yourself in God. Hallelujah. 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 This darkness that is coming will not affect those that are preserved in the Lord. The Lord will preserve you. I say, the Lord will preserve you. The Lord will preserve you. People wonder, why are you not worried? Why are you not running around like all of us, seeking cover? Your answer is simple. I'm in the light. I'm in Geshon. That darkness is not affecting me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the shaking is here. The signs everywhere that is beginning to rain in a way that people will not want it to. But those that are anchored in the Lord
will survive these times.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And as I said, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better, but not for you. For you, you are somewhere else. Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm done preaching this day. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the coming week, we are going to go back to our prayers for the coming darkness. We just finished the courts of heavens. Hallelujah. And I believe there will be testimonies that are coming from the courts of heavens. Amen. So we are about to resume our prayers concerning the coming darkness. And please join in that hour. You know, I know it is difficult, and it is such a challenge. Amen? And for people who have to be waking up at 4 and they slept at 1 every single day, it's not easy. But we have not been promised an easy life. Hello? Not at all. Sometimes I wish the devil understands, you know, that we are human beings. Hello? Amen. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Sometimes I wish this man would have some sense. Or is he even a man? Okay? We'll have some sense to know that we are human beings. We must rest. No, he doesn't care. Hello. He doesn't do what? When are you say Kirobala 2 hours, who is it a man favor? Honestly, let's face it. Who was Urorobiti 2 hours ulela man, ulela complain a woman? Osata. That it is not giving you rest. No, man. He is at work. Hallelujah. He's at work. I know, Bazalan, I know. But we have to continue. We are going to pray without ceasing. But Bazalani, all I'm saying, I'm calling you to come and join us as we fight. And making sure that we remain in the right place. When these things come, if these things are described as worse times than COVID, it must make you think. There's never been worse times like COVID. In whichever way you look at it, there's never been worse times like that. If somebody says it will make COVID look like a kindergarten stuff, introduction, no, man, I don't know what this is. Amen? Hallelujah. I told you about this prophet who said that he saw something like 350 million people. Is that correct? Losing their lives. 350 million people losing their lives. I've not said it's a plague, and I try to stay away from saying this is a plague because God hasn't said to me it's a plague, but it's going to make people, whoa, amen. So, but we are ready. You know, as I'm closing, you know, last week when I was doing, you know, I'm doing the race, long distance running and we're running in this group, running. You see, in this race, people run at the same time, but they run different races, different distances, but they are together. This is so prophetic of life itself. Don't compete with the person next to you because you don't know what distance is running.
Hallelujah. So you see people going so fast and you want to walk home. Oh, but oh, I got some feet. You don't know where guy. Mutwella feet. Well, now you are going further. Just Lord, let those who do quick things, let them do it. But well, yours is, you're still going. It helps you with this competition stuff. You don't compete with people. Oh, Imate, this is another sermon, isn't it? Let's not talk about it. Let's not preach another sermon. But here's the thing that I wanted to say. That suddenly, I see some people go, okay, they turn, most people, almost everybody, turned suddenly. And I'm asking this guy at the corner, which one is my distance going? He say, you're going this way. Suddenly, I find that I'm in front almost. There was no one. Are you hearing me? And there was no one in front. Everybody was, wow. So it means I was actually leading in this group. But it looked like I'm behind. You don't hear what I'm telling you. Are you understanding what I'm telling you? Only when people start sorting themselves out, okay, this one goes that way, suddenly, hey, I'm in front. Thank you, Jesus. I'm saying something to you prophetically, that you are already in front. It's a pity. So Sibonan said they've got nothing to do with you. Well, I believe this is deep what I'm telling you right now. I'm saying all this, they are not running your race, they are not competing with you, got nothing. Don't worry about them, forget them. Yours, you are first. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.